was involved in a car accident and I sustained a spinal injury, so I'm paralyzed, so I'm a wheelchair user.
Do you personally feel discrimination against you?
Yes, I did experience really a lot of discrimination and being looked down upon. And I can say even the dignity which I have when I was able-bodied as a mother, as a wife, as an auntie, I lost some of those things. I only regained a little when I was employed as an executive director. Then some people had to see, the family members had to see, oh, she can do something. But at the beginning, they were looking down upon me. They thought I was just a burden. You would not even be allowed to visit the places which you want, to socialize with other people, as though you are a prisoner. As a mother, you couldn't even ask your kids to say, oh, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? I had to really show them that I was able to do it.
Now, conventions like the one that is taking place in New York, how do you think they can help change perception of the fact that people with disabilities, outside their disabilities, are really very capable human beings?
It will really help us if our nation be educated on issues of disability. And I've seen people with disabilities from other countries that they are really people who can make it in society. That disability is an inability. That information, if it is disseminated nationwide, even to our parliament members, for those in the community leaders, this will really help a lot because they will understand the disability better than what they know now.
What are the challenges that you encounter as an organization dealing with people with disabilities?
Most of our members, they are not educated. The fact that the infrastructure in schools is not disability friendly. There are no rents, no toilets for disabilities. There are no special teachers. As women cannot access information or read for themselves, for those who can read. If they are not really educated to read Braille, they can't. Most of the information is not written in Braille. And for those with hearing impairment, there is no sign language. In most activities which are happening in the country, you find that the sign language is not there.
Why do you think there is still so much discrimination against people with disabilities?
This is a culture which was there long back. Though we are trying to advocate, really show people that despite disability, we can really do it. There is need of awareness to our people. Though there are some people who are now understanding, those people with the family member with a disability who is educated, in the community, there's someone who is educated. That community is now lightened to see that a person with a disability is somebody who is just as good as an able-bodied person.